QuickSurf Internet Media presents Microsoft News Log, separating the Microsoft signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to Microsoft News Log. I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from Studio BR2. Microsoft News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcast.com. If you find any of my shows that you like, you'll certainly find other ones there as well. Let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode, starting off at Information Week Blogs, the Microsoft weblog. Microsoft releases notebook hardware patch. High-powered notebook PCs can get really hot to the point where resting it on your lap can be hazardous to your health. Dangerous notebook heat is not only poor design, it's a hazard that system makers fix quickly because they care about their customers' safety. Ha! Had you there for a minute, didn't I? So anyway, this is basically if you have a notebook, they've released a hardware patch for Windows. Very interesting stuff. Before we get into the rest of the stories, I want to talk about the sponsor for this episode, GoTo Assist Express from Citrix. If you're still trying to fix clients' technical problems in person or blindly over the phone, you're wasting your time and your clients' time. Take the guesswork out of customer support. Support smarter with the new remote support service, GoTo Assist Express. Brought to you by Citrix. Easily view and control your customers' computers online so you can quickly resolve their technical issues. It's easy for your customers. It's easy for you. Try GoTo Assist Express right now, free, for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast for a free trial. So they're also the makers of GoToMeeting. Another excellent piece of software that tech podcasts use quite a bit over at techpodcast.com. From Information Week in the over-the-air blog, Microsoft edges closer to its own app store for Windows Mobile. Let me get that out of the way. Microsoft has officially announced its own application store for Windows Mobile devices last month. During the Mobile World Conference, though it wasn't news to most people, obviously, it now has a mobile website that looks like a placeholder for the new site. There isn't much there, but it shows progress is being made. So we'll be monitoring that as things progress, obviously, and see what comes of it. From PC Magazine, the independent guide to technology at PCMag.com, Microsoft's Patch Tuesday fixes 8 bugs. So today, Microsoft has released 3 updates, fixes a total of 8 vulnerabilities in Windows. If you have not already run Windows Update, do it. Totally worth it. That's all I'm going to say about it. From ZDNet's All About Microsoft blog by Mary Jo Foley, Microsoft details changes coming to SQL Data Services. After acknowledging a couple of weeks ago that there was a changing direction with SQL Data Services, Microsoft officials are filling in the gaps about exactly what will be changing when. They've detailed the forthcoming changes to Microsoft's hosted database service, one of the mid-tier layers of its Azure Cloud Services platform, in a couple of new blog posts on March 10th. Blah, 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 blah. Check it out. Interesting stuff. From ChannelWeb, Microsoft update fixes critical image flaw. Now, this is in regard to the 3 updates before. One of them was this critical image flaw, which... really hoses your computer up. Let's just say that. A noted Canadian has joined Microsoft's board. Maria Claw, according to Information Week, is a president of Harvey Mudd College and formerly headed the Association of Computing Machinery. Well, she is now on Microsoft's board of directors. So, interesting. definitely. eWeek.com has a story called, and it's about Microsoft's offering of free CRM add-ons and services. So in its Convergence conference in New Orleans, Microsoft has announced that a variety of its newest CRM add-ons and services will be offered at zero cost. Me likes free. Me likey likey. Zero cost. The free items include 8 new Microsoft Dynamics CRM accelerators or business-oriented software extensions and a new SLA for CRM online customers. Very, very nice. How much? From SeattlePie.com, a former Microsoft VP is named State Commerce Director. Wow. Governor Chris Gregoire has named former Microsoft Vice President Rogers Weed to lead Washington's commerce activities. This isn't really Microsoft related other than this guy used to work for Microsoft, but still pretty cool nonetheless. The Register has an interesting article. Microsoft is promising its first relational cloud storage. Yes, they're saying they will expose the tabular data system protocol used in its popular SQL Server database as a service protocol in online SQL data services, which Mary Jo Foley talked about previously earlier in this episode. The first outing will be a community technology preview in the middle of the year with commercial availability planned for the second half of 2009. So I know we kind of blasted through quite a bit of content there, but it's all good. A lot of the feedback I've been getting has been go with a shorter show, fit it in 10 minutes. The advantage to that is it allows me to also fit it to where iPhone users can download it over the 3G network, and it fits on the video part of it, fits on a lot of video hosting websites, namely YouTube, which does not allow more than 10 minutes. So, pain in the butt. But, pretty cool. It makes recording super fast. Anyway, that's pretty much all I've got for this episode. Everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Visit us on the web, microsoft.quicksurf.com. You can visit my sister shows, podcasts.quicksurf.com. You can shoot me an email, microsoft@quicksurf.com, 602-466-3134, plus one country code for the Ustream viewers. I also stream this on Ustream Live as I'm recording it. Facebook, friend feed, Twitter, and Ustream channel are all linked up in the show notes. And with that, thank you so much for listening, and I will see all of you on the next episode. Hasta lasagna, don't get any on ya.